All right, 8:15. Just got off the line with Peyton Malone there, WWR Louisiana meteorologist, and bad news for our friends in Florida. And that storm that's in the Caribbean could be a Category 3, a major hurricane heading into the Florida Panhandle by Thursday. So we'll keep an eye on that. Christy Trail joins us now, Executive Director of Pontchartrain Conservancy, to talk about their 35th birthday this month and talk about what they've accomplished. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm great.
Tell me about the history of the Pontchartrain Conservancy, which, correct me if I'm wrong, started as Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation and Save Our Lake. That's how people would remember it?
That's how people would remember it if you were around in 1989. So, yeah, it's exciting to be celebrating our 35th year this month. Actually, it was September 1989 when we were officially founded. So it's interesting to know that we share a birthday with Bruce Springsteen. Of course, he's 75 or 35, but still exciting nonetheless.
But you were both born to run, weren't you?
You got that right.
Yes. and you're both celebrating glory days. So I can keep this up forever, being the Springsteen fan that I am.
Same.
What's your favorite Springsteen song, Christy Trail?
Oh, I like Born to Run. That's a good one.
I think Glory Days should be, if they were going to have a song of the millennium when it turned back when to 2000, whatever the hell it was, a 2001, I think that should have been the song of the millennium, because I think that is just a snapshot, a motion picture of life. I really do.
It's a fun one. It's a fun one to get up and dance to, for sure.
Well, I hope I don't... Well, I hope when I get older, I don't sit back thinking about it, but I probably will, just like everybody else does. So let's talk about the glory days of the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation, the now Pontchartrain Conservancy, which are still ahead of it. And here's the thing. When it first started, whenever you try to do anything from a conservation standpoint, from an environmental standpoint, there are going to be detractors. But yet, when you look back, years later, you can say, well, it's a good thing that we did that. And I think this is a classic example of that. Do you?
Absolutely. And I use that story quite a bit, because for any of your listeners that do remember the days when we started back in 1989, Lake Pontchartrain was a polluted body of water. And a lot of that reason that it became that way was because of the clamshell dredging that was occurring at the time. And our organization came in 1989. That was our big rallying cry, very grassroots effort, Save Our Lake. And we worked really hard to ban clamshell dredging in the lake, partnering with businesses, with the state, with local governments, homeowners, residents, you name it. But it was not an easy fight. It was a big uphill battle. And, at the time, people were just arguing, well, you can't be for the environment, because then you're going to halt all the economic development. And you fast forward to today, and you look at the fact that clamshell dredging is banned. Our economy is thriving as a result of having a clean lake. And, in fact, you can have both. You can have the environment, and you can have a healthy economy. So it's that story that we use and say, don't you remember when we started? Or remember what it was a fight? But people are so thankful that we did it and that the lake is clean.
What was the catalyst? Was it a group of people that got together because of the condition of the lake, and scientists like yourself, engineers, that said this is all because of the clam dredging, and that's where we need to stop?
Yeah, what's so interesting is just through time, the activity in the lake, really the demise of the ecology of the lake. It was some professors at UNO and Tulane, really, that got together, as you mentioned, based on science, wrote a report called To Save Lake Pontchartrain. And essentially, that report was our checklist to get started. And it was through those professors at UNO and Tulane and a lot of really strong community activists that carried that report around through the legislature saying, we need a group to do this. We need a group to do this. We need a neutral third party to come in and untangle all these regulations and get us started on this checklist. And that's how we started. Somebody advocated to pass a bill in the Louisiana legislature in 1989 to form a, neutral entity that would take on this task of cleaning up Lake Pontchartrain. And what we did was grab that report from those professors, ground it in science, and got to work. And the first thing we did was work to ban the clamshell dredging, because that was number one in their report.
One thing I didn't realize, and you can pick it up when we come back, how the state was reaping money because of the clamshell dredging, because it was classified as minerals, right?
That is correct. It was managed by the...
Go ahead and finish.
I was going to say it was managed by the Louisiana Mineral Board at the time, and you're correct. The state was collecting royalties off the dredging.
So we'll pick it up when we come back, because I think it is a cautionary tale maybe about the environment, or a successful tale about the environment, how you got to look to the future. You can't just look to the present, and how in this case it was, I don't know, we'll talk about the clams and what happened to the shells, et cetera, when we come back with Christie's Trail Executive Director, Pontchartrain Conservancy, celebrating their 35th birthday this month. But is it the same birthday today, Christie, as Bruce Springsteen or not?
Not today. It was just a few days ago that our birthday was. But nonetheless, same month, so I'll take it.
Birthday month. There you go. All right, 821 traffic now, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Christie Trail, Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy. They share the same birthday month, as does the boss, Bruce Springsteen, who is celebrating his 75th birthday today, I believe it is. Christie, let's talk about these clams, if you will. And again, I think we can all learn about looking at the history of what was the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation, the clam dredging in the lake, what was predicted would happen, the doom and gloom, and then the end result of it all, how the lake is clean now, there has been economic development, and what happened with the clam industry? I'm just curious.
Well, in Lake Pontchartrain, you can't dredge clam shells any longer. But, you know, I guess we could talk a little bit about kind of why. Why were we dredging those clam shells? And it goes back to a little bit of the history of the geology of Louisiana. As you know, we're built in an alluvial floodplain here in South Louisiana. All of this land was built by the Mississippi River. So in essence, you know, there's no bedrock when you're drilling down and trying to find a hard surface to build upon. And a lot of the areas throughout South Louisiana were drained and then built upon, but we don't have natural rock here in South Louisiana either. So, you know, the inventive people there in economic development turned to the resources that we do have, things such as oyster shells and clam shells. So the clams were dug up to mix with our soft soils to create things like roadbeds, roadways, and foundations for houses. So especially a lot of the houses that are built slab on grade in South Louisiana, those neighborhoods were built with mud and clam shells. And so that's what was really used for all that economic development, driving to get those clam shells out of the lake, because we needed that hard surface to mix with our soft soils. But we found other ways to do it, right? We've now turned to concrete, figured out other ways to build with pilings, driving those down to the sand layer. So knowing that we can do the same things without the clam shells, that has just still continued to thrive in our economy here. And the great news is the clams are back and they're doing their job. Their job is to clean water. That's what they do all day. So that now that they're back in the lake all throughout South Louisiana, they're keeping the water clean.
So that's what I wanted to get to. Not only did the dredging disrupt the pollution of the lake and the cloudy of the lake, but it left the clams alone, which are natural filtration devices, correct?
That's right. That's why we love the clams. They keep the lake clean so we can get out there and enjoy it.
All right, y'all got a cleanup day coming or anything or not? What's coming up next for the Pontchartrain Conservancy?
Well, we have a big birthday celebration this Friday out at the New Canal Lighthouse. You can come celebrate like it's the 80s and watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and come see the clams. We've got a big display talking about the clams out there as well.
Sounds like fun. You can go to MississippiRiverDelta.org. How do you find out more about it?
Yes, MississippiRiverDelta.org is a coalition that we are part of, as well as our website, scienceforourcoast.org.
Thank you, Christie. Appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to Rafael Goyeneche when we come back, 8:30, time for traffic now, news, WWL.